This is Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, a chance to visit with Bronkbusters coaches and athletes live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Here's your host, the voice of the Bronkbusters, Cal Friedman.
Welcome into the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here on Thursday, February 22nd. Cal Friedman here for 99.9 The Rock. Colin Love is back in the studios at the Western Kansas Broadcast Center. We are already at our penultimate show here in winter sports season because we move on to spring season 2 weeks from now. We'll have Garden City Baseball starting up on Thursday the 8th. We will have head coach Josh Aller on later on to talk about his team's first four games earlier this week at Williams Stadium. If you didn't have a chance to catch that, then stay tuned for Coach Aller later on tonight. But we are going to focus our show on the men's basketball team to open up. Garden City picked up a big win over Coffeyville last night to secure the season sweep, and Garden City answers its final three games of the regular season with a record of 17 wins and 10 losses. We start tonight with starting forward Thomas Tuitt. Thomas, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So we just had the All-Star break in the NBA, and I wanted to ask you this. If you were to compete in any All-Star event, which one would you choose?
I would say the skills challenge.
Okay, how come?
Just because it's a lot to do, you know, different drills and stuff like that. I find that interesting. I would want to do that.
That's fair. You're someone who had a lot to do last night. You had 12 points, but you also had 7 rebounds and 5 assists. That's the way you want to play?
Yeah. I mean, just keep the game simple. Take what they give me, stuff like that. You know, if I have more lanes to score, I take advantage. If I have lanes to make plays for my teammates, I do that. Just keeping the game simple, see what comes my way.
What was working for you best last night?
The zone. They played a zone the whole entire time. So just being in the middle of the zone and just making plays for my teammates made it easier and opened the floor well for everybody else.
Talk me to how you got into basketball. When did you start playing?
Really, it wasn't so long ago. I started playing like 2017, going towards 2018. So that's when I kind of like picked up basketball instead of really playing it. I played soccer before, so I transitioned to basketball because my older brother was playing it. So he kept insisting that, oh, you're growing tall, you need to play. So I was like, might as well try when I started becoming slow for soccer.
Okay, let me talk about that, actually, because you've told me a little bit about your family. You're one of 8 siblings, I believe?
One of seven.
Okay, my apologies. Talk to me about your home life. What was it like growing up for you?
It was fun. It was nice just because, you know, I have a lot of siblings, just growing up with them and playing with them every single day. It was good, you know, just being around everybody, just being around family in general is nice. So it's like just being at the house and, you know, you got your brothers to bother or you got, you know, your older brothers to bother you. It's just, you know, part of the growth and just makes the learning easier.
Where were you in the sibling chain? Were you an older child, a younger one?
I'm the middle child. I got 3 ahead of me, 3 after me.
Dang. Okay. Were you competitive with your older brothers? Sounds like you were.
Yeah, I did. During my early ages, I lived with them before most of them left and decided to pursue their dreams and stuff.
Okay, what are they doing?
My older brother played basketball, D1 basketball here in America.
Okay.
Then after that, he moved to Australia now. He played pro a little bit, then he got injured, so right now he's just working out there.
Where did he play D1 here?
He went to JUCO in New York. Then he went to University of South Carolina for like a year. Then he finished at Angelo State.
Okay, got it. I'm going to have to look into that. So let me ask about you. You grew up in South Sudan and then moved over to Texas. What was the biggest adjustment for you?
In terms of lifestyle, I didn't think there was a big adjustment. It was just a new environment, you know. New environment, new place. Moving to Texas actually made it easier because when I got there, it wasn't really cold, so the weather was friendly, kind of like my weather back home. So I didn't have to deal with snow and stuff like that during my early days in America. But just in general, just, you know, all the different things, just different foods and stuff like that I had to adjust to. And just, you know, just being in a boarding school, life wasn't, you know, it was easier because everything was right there.
Mm-hmm. What is the diet like when you're in South Sudan versus the diet in America?
Well, our food is really different because our food is, we don't really have fast food like that. So most of the food that is like homemade food and stuff like that. So, and most of our food, like I always say this, American food is really dry. Our food is like, we always have like the food, you got to mix it with sauce and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the difference. But, like, you know, it took me time to adjust to American food. But when I did, you know, it just became a part of me.
Do you cook?
Nah, I try, but I'm not good. I'm trying to learn. I'm not good. I'm not used to cooking because back home, my parents did it, my sisters did it, so I didn't get the chance to learn.
Don't worry, my man. You and me are in the same book right now. Talking to Thomas, too, if you're just joining us here in the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. So when you moved from South Sudan to Texas, be honest, what was the strangest thing about America when you first came here?
Strangest thing. I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Okay. But
one strange thing that I noticed when I came to Texas was just how big all the cars were. Like, almost everybody was driving a big truck and everything like that. So I was, you know, it kind of just caught my attention and stuff. But I'm not really sure if I've seen big, strange stuff or anything like that.
Okay. You were kind of alluding to it. You never really dealt with snow before. And then you went to play in New Jersey. What was that like?
I mean, before even going to New Jersey, I did a prep year at Erie, Pennsylvania, and that's like one of the coldest places in America, you know. So it was really cold out there. The snow would get all the way to my knees and stuff. So it taught me a lesson there. So I got to be in the snow. I was excited first, but then after some time, I was tired of it. So I learned what it was like to be in the snow. So just moving to New Jersey, it made it easier, you know, because now I'm in the city. So it's like, you know, the snow will come, but it will go away quick. So it was different from how it was in Erie. So
how far is St. Peter's from New York City or Pennsylvania or Philadelphia? Sorry.
Just like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Depending on where you're going in Philly or Philadelphia.
Got it. Okay. Well, by car, I'm sure it's a lot more than that. But let me ask you this. So you grew up in Africa. You went to school in Texas, I should say, and now you've lived in New Jersey and Kansas. What's the coolest place you've ever been to?
I would say I like New Jersey because it was easy going to New York. I still feel New York is like one of the best cities in the world, so just having the opportunity to go there whenever I had the chance when I was in New Jersey, I feel like it was really interesting.
What was your favorite part about New York?
I just like, you know, how easy it is to get stuff, easy it is to access a lot of things because everything is right there. The city is big, you know. Just walking around the city, just looking at the beautiful skyscrapers and stuff like that. So I did enjoy that.
Do you have any favorite places to shop while you were in New York City?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Got it. I was just curious. Any places on your bucket list where you really want to go?
I think I want to go to LA because I've been in the East Coast. I've been down south. So I've been in California, but I was in San Diego. I want to check out what LA is like, you know, and really that's about it because I've been in Atlanta. So I've been to kind of most of the big cities and stuff like that. So I want to see what really West Coast is like.
Got it. I have not been to Los Angeles either. And I've heard the basketball culture there is awesome. So I definitely want to go see it too. So you've been one of the key starters for the group this season. Can you talk me through how this season's gone for you?
The season has gone well. You know, it's just a lot of learning, a lot of just developing through this whole entire time. You know, just learning how to play with the guys and just, you know, learning how to challenge each other every single day to get better, to prepare for the next level.
What was your first impression of playing with some of these guys versus how it is now?
Well, in the beginning, you know, it took a different kind of adjustments, you know, playing with all different people from different places and learning their play styles and learning how to, you know, take advantage of our abilities to you know, to win games or, you know, to play at our best. So in the beginning, it took time, you know, it took time to learn each and every single person and how to play with them on the flow. So right now it's much better because the chemistry is coming, you know, we've done it for a long time. We've gone through adversity together. So it's just all those challenges just push us to get better at the end of the day.
Can you talk me through some areas you really wanted to get better here at the JUCO level that you maybe couldn't have reached at St. Peter's?
Yeah, one of the things was me coming to JUCO level was me getting better with my shooting, you know, getting better with my shooting and my defense in terms of guarding from 1 through 5. When I was at St. Peter's, I was really mainly concentrated on guarding the bigs and stuff like that. So one of the main things I've been working on while I've been down here was being able to guard different guards and switch with small guards and stuff like that. Then just being able to, you know, work on my shooting and get it better.
Let me ask that then. So if a team calls a screen on you and you maybe switch onto a guard who's 6'3", 6'2", maybe a little quicker, but obviously smaller, what goes into guarding someone like that for you?
Well, if he's a shooter, you gotta be you got to be uptight, you know, so they don't shoot it on your face. But then, you know, if he's a driver, then you got to know how to give space and just move your legs, you know, and just cut off the angles they want to check and stuff like that, and just keep them up front in front of you the whole time.
Do you think that's the part of the game that's improved the most while you've been here?
I think I've improved with time. I've got way better than I was before. I still feel like I have, you know, a long way to go with that, and just working and challenging myself to get better at it the more I keep going.
And let me ask you about the shot. How much does it take to get comfortable with some of the three-pointers that you've taken this year?
Say that again?
Like, what has it taken for you to get comfortable with shooting three-pointers consistently?
Oh, really? Just, you know, just believing in myself, you know, putting the work in every day, just getting a bunch of shooting reps in and stuff like that. So it just gives the confidence. So whereby when I'm shooting it on the flows, I feel more comfortable shooting it because I put the work in, and just having my coaches believe in me to be able to take that shot and knock it down.
Who's giving you the most help since you've been here? Could be a player, could be a coach. Let me know.
I think it's been my coaches. You know, my coaches have done a great job in challenging me and helping me, you know, to be the player I am, pushing me every single day. And then just my teammates just making the game easier, you know, just playing with them and just being able to help me out through my weaknesses and me helping them out in different ways just to be successful.
For listeners who are tuning in right now, we're talking with Thomas Stoop from Garden City Community College men's basketball squad. So we're coming up on playoff basketball. You only got three games left. But before we get to that, what's the biggest basketball game you've ever played in?
I don't know, because in high school, I won two state championships. I won one in Texas, then I won one in Atlanta. But just in terms of attendance, the biggest game I played to in high school, I think it was, I played a game in New Jersey playing against Mikey Williams, and it was crowded. So I think that was one of my biggest games in high school. Then in college, I think the biggest game I played was against Seton Hall. Yeah, that was, you know, playing against the old head coach of St. Peter's. I think that was the biggest game of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, Holloway. And that was at, like, Prudential Center, which is like they have hockey team that plays there too.
Yep.
Is that the stadium? Yeah. Is that the biggest arena you've ever played in?
Yeah, I think so. That or the arena of University of Maryland.
Okay, got it. Is there anything special or unique that you like to do before a game, like a pregame ritual, or no?
I like to take a nap before a game. You know, okay. You know, besides the shooting and everything, I like to, you know, nap and rest my body, just, you know, to get myself ready for the game, and just listen to a lot of music to get my, you know, my momentum going, get my brain relaxed, and you know, get me ready for the game.
I can't nap, so I wish I could do that. What's on your playlist before a game?
I listen to a lot of Afrobeat. But then my playlist is mixed. You know, sometimes I listen to hip-hop, I listen to R&B. It just depends on what I'm feeling like that day. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like most of the music I listen to most of the time is Afrobeat.
Okay, got it. Who's on your playlist right now? A couple artists like you've been listening to a lot recently.
I would say Burna Boy. I would say, you know, Davido. I would say I listen when it's R&B, I listen to Chris Brown. When it's rap, I listen to Lil Baby. And, you know, 50 Cent is still one of the OGs that I still listen to up to now.
Got it. I like your taste. Last night was a game that I feel like was really won by the forwards. You, Isaiah, Charles all played really well. How tight are you three off the court, though?
How tight are we?
Yeah.
We're cool. We're cool. We spend a lot of time, you know, besides just being on the court together, spend a lot of time outside. You know, Zay is one of the guys that is always giving us rides. We always spend time with him, whether being going to the restaurants or going somewhere else. And Charles, we're always just chilling whenever we get a chance to.
Got it. Is Zay a good driver?
Who's Zay? Yeah, he's a good driver. I say he's one of the best drivers in the team. So he does a very good job.
Okay, that's good. All right, I got last two questions for you. I've started to ask a lot of your teammates these questions when I brought them on. So if you were stranded on an island for 1 week with one of your teammates and had to make it off that island surviving that week.
Say that again.
If you're stranded on an island for a week.
Island?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have to survive and you need one of your teammates to help you survive. Who are you bringing?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Because can I have two asses?
you can go with two.
Yeah, I'll say two. Just... First, I'll take Brody, because you know he's smart, he has brains, he can see what's happening and stuff like that. Then I'll take Charles with me. The reason I'll take Charles with me because I need more strength and energy in case anything happens while we're outside and stuff like that. So, yeah.
See, that's funny because the final question I'll give you, I always flip the question around and say, who would you not bring? pretty much a lot of people have said Charles because they said he eats too much. But let me ask you.
I mean, even though he eats, I feel like, you know, with his size, he can try to go hunt and get something to eat himself.
That's what I'm saying, right? But let me ask this. So, same situation where you're on an island for a week. What teammate are you not bringing?
Wow. He's kind of put him in a tough spot.
No pressure.
Who I wouldn't bring? Wow.
See, this shows how good of a teammate you are. You don't know. You'd want to bring anybody if you wanted to.
I don't know, because I see all my teammates just being around them. I see different ways they can be valuable to me during that moment, during that time. Mm-hmm. So I don't really see the disadvantages, because even though I pick one of the small guys, I'm a big dude. I can, you know, mm-hmm. if in case anything happens, I'm out there to help out.
Yeah.
Then, you know, if it's the big dudes, we can all figure something out, you know, at the end of the day. So
yeah,
it's really tough. I don't really know who I would leave out.
You know what? Nobody picked you as the person they'd bring with. But honestly, if I was to pick a teammate, I'd probably pick you right now because of how selfless you are. Thank you so much for coming on today, my man.
I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you.
That is Thomas Toot. When we come back, we will have men's basketball assistant coach Mike Harmon here on 99.9 The Rock.